Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details. Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl Jazz, and welcome back to Urban Therapy. For my new listeners, thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome. For my returning listeners, welcome back. So today I have a special guest, JJ Jacobs. I'm so excited to have her on this episode of Urban Therapy. She's basically like family. So today our topic is about relationships and just grace. So we're going to title this Amazing Grace. I just have a question for you. I know you're going to keep it real. Do you feel like people don't give each other enough grace or enough like forgiveness, or, you know, do you feel like people are so quick to just throw in the towel?
Mm-hmm. You said pretty much everything. I do feel like, especially nowadays, like, you have, like, social media, and you have, like, you're constantly refreshing your feed, and you're seeing new things, new people. So I feel like people, you know, nowadays feel like people are disposable, easily disposable, facts.
Disposable, okay.
And, like, I can tell you from experience that, you know, the reason why I got rid of Instagram was because I felt myself not being as good as everybody else. You know what I'm saying? The next new person, I felt like, oh, well, you know, this person, they put out this new picture this day. Oh, it's better than mine. You know what I mean? So it's like I kind of felt like I was, you know, in a rat race. So,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just learned that. I just learned that from her. I didn't know that's right. Why. Okay.
Right, right.
So let me give you an example. You tell me, cause I'm a scenario person. For those of y'all who don't know, y'all going to learn by this podcast, okay? So from my personal experience, right, and this is going to tie into the question, the statement, I feel like grace has to be on both sides. So the guy that I was dating, right, at the time, I feel like that he didn't give me as much grace as I gave him.
Right.
So he was a single father with a son who, you know, loved his son, you know. And sometimes, you know, he would have to watch his son. So his son would come, like, on dates with us. I didn't have a problem with that at all, honestly. But, you know, like, come out on dates. I've never complained or anything. You know, this guy I was dating, he also, this is the same guy with the son. He also, you know, didn't have the best paying job or whatever. He was still making money, but it wasn't as much as he wanted to make. I gave him grace with that. I wasn't one of those kind of females like, I make more money than you. You need to make more money, this and that, blah, blah, blah. You know, like getting on him about stuff like that. Make a long story short, I end up helping him get a higher paying job just because I do research. I Yeah. So, you know, just things, little things like that. I felt like I gave him grace on, right? And I feel like he didn't give me grace just because sometimes, you know, I may spaz out, have an argument with him. But this is the thing, JJ. I was willing to fix my issue, my problem. You see what I'm saying? And I just felt like that he threw in the towel. You know, like he didn't give me grace where I gave him grace. So that's why I feel like when relationships need grace, but it has to be from both ends. So what do you think about that?
I agree. Well, first of all, before I go in, like, how does that make you feel overall? Like, the fact that you felt like you gave him grace and he didn't get, how do you feel now or after the fact?
Just being honest, open, and very transparent. Like, it sucks. I'm still healing from it. I'm just being real. You know, it is what it is. Last year, my word was intentional. Every year, y'all, I have a word that I just focus on and meditate on. And last year, my word was intentional. And I realized that God is intentional, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. This year, my word is love. Not necessarily love like, oh, about to find my husband. No. Love as in showing people love no matter how they look, dress, their views, right, whatever. Right. Showing, even how they treat me. Regardless, showing them love. So that's my word for this year. And that's what I'm just, you know, working on. I just felt like just going from my personal experience, like I said, in that certain situation, it just sucked because I felt like I gave him grace and I was understanding and stuff. And he wasn't. And it is what it is. Do you have a personal experience?
I definitely do. Like, definitely in my marriage that I was in, I didn't feel like I had as much grace. Mm. Definitely in a few relationships I got in after my marriage, I felt like I didn't have grace. You know what I mean?
Do you feel like you gave them grace, though?
I gave them grace, you know? But I will say this, like, I also feel like there's two sides. So I know if we were to have, like, the people here who we were involved with, mm-hmm. they probably would have a different view or a different outlook on the relationship.
Why do you think that?
Because there's two sides. Like, mm-hmm. it's one way, like, for instance, like, we may look at a problem or a scenario, and the way you may solve it may be different from the way I solve it. Mm. It's still a problem. It's still the same problem. But it's different ways we would solve it. Just like in a relationship, like, it's a problem, mm-hmm. but there's different ways we feel like each other contributed to it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So it's like different perspectives. Mm-hmm. So I had to realize, like, my shit stinks just mm-hmm. like his does. Mm-hmm. So I can't feel like, oh, well, me, because, mm-hmm. you know, like, that's not fair in a relationship.
You're right.
You know, and personally, in my marriage, when I got out of it, I realized that I was selfish. Mm. I was controlling. Mm-hmm. I was very, I wanted my way and I want it now, which is like controlling. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see that in the relationship. You know what I mean?
But this is the thing. I guess it's a weird question because you saw that afterwards. But if your significant other was to point that out to you, would you have tried to fix it? Would you have tried to fix the issue?
If I was the person,
because I think that's the difference. Like, if you're giving someone grace, you know, whatever that may be, selfishness, whatever the case may be, and that person is willing to fix it, I feel like I feel like you should give someone time to fix the problem. You know what I mean? And it's not going to happen overnight. Like, and going back to social media, like, people just feel like that stuff is supposed to happen overnight. Y'all, people have been, there's people out here, some of my close friends, some personal experiences, people out here who've been molested, raped, right. domestic violence, you name it. That is not stuff you're going to heal from overnight. Mm-hmm. And you got to understand where your significant other, how they were raised, the traumas they went through, because all of us, like you said, our shit stink. You know what I mean? We all got different stuff that we're dealing with and healing with. And that's what I'm saying, like, going back off of my situation, if I'm willing to work with you on your traumas, and, you know, accept you for who you are and, you know, and fix my stuff. Give me time to fix my stuff. Give me grace and know that sometimes I may mess up. Not necessarily cheating, but it could be mess up as something small. Maybe I forgot to take the trash out. Like, something so
You know, let's bring genders into it, right? Let's go this deep. So in society, you know that when men cheat, well, I'm gonna ask your opinion. When men cheat, how do you feel like society looks at it?
Oh, he a dog. How I look at it?
How do you think society looks at it when a man commits infidelity? How do you think society looks at it?
Depending on the age, but they'll just say, like if he's like our age, we're like in our 20s, oh, you know, he still needs some time to mature. They'll make some kind of excuse for it. That's just what I've noticed. Oh, maybe, you know, he wasn't, I don't know, happy in a relationship. They make some kind of excuse for it. But I noticed that when women cheat, oh, she's a busser, whatever the case may be, you know, she ain't have no daddy.
Like, you know, now, I'm gonna be real with you. I'm not no feminist. I'm gonna tell y'all something. My girl Jazz know this.
Yeah, she's not.
I am a conservative black woman. You understand what I'm saying? I don't.
Capital C.
Thank you. I don't do the whole feminist shit, but I'm gonna tell you something. When it comes to men and women, there is double standards.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yes, when a man commits infidelity, he's growing. He needs grace. He's young. He's a bachelor. He needs to get to his level.
Yeah.
When a woman still does it.
Yeah, you're right. That's real.
She ain't shit. You should have kept that good man. Cause I heard it all.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna tell y'all something. I'm not proud of it. I did commit infidelity on my ex-husband, right? At the end. I never cheated on nobody. That was the first time I've ever cheated. When I would talk to people about it, especially my family, you a dog. You ain't shit. See, you should have kept that man. But when my uncles and shit would do shit, like, my people would look at them and be like, all right, you made that mistake. Do right.
Yeah.
Do better. No grace with family. No grace.
That is so interesting. I'm sorry. My head's just turning, y'all. Y'all know how I am. Like, that is interesting how the woman does it. That is real. We don't get
no grace. But do I feel like men cheat more? No. I feel like men and women cheat equally.
Equally.
But what's accepted more? A man's
top
cheating.
Top on it, JJ. Top on it. That's real.
I'm just speaking facts.
Don't avoid the subject, man. That's real. That's
people
right.
I noticed it too. Like, you don't have to, like, come on. I'm fair. Just like, okay, I'll bring up another example. Like, I feel like when a woman hits a man, people be like, oh, shit, you crazy. She crazy ass bitch. When a man hits a woman, oh, DV, that man's a terror.
Girl?
It's double standards. Let's just go. But to come back to what we were talking about with grace, like, you have to have grace in your relationship.
Yeah.
Just like God has grace with us. Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, even when it comes to somebody who has a vice. You know what I'm saying? Whatever their vice is, whether that vice is pornography, watching that, or the vice is drinking or smoking or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, the vice is, you know, whatever their vice is that they love to do. You know, I used to look down on people and be like, you spend all your money on weed, you ain't shit. But it's like, at the end of the day, I'm not God.
You're right.
So I can fuck around and go to hell, excuse my language, because I'm looking down on somebody else. Maybe they got to go through that to teach them how to budget better.
That's real.
Maybe somebody who has, you know, a problem with pornography, maybe, you know what I'm saying, when they go through what they go through, after the fact, they may be able to teach another young man or woman. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
I'm not God.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? So I had to learn grace with people.
That's real. It goes back to my word, love for the year. You got to. But let me ask you this. Just, you know, I have to ask on the other end. At what point, I don't want to say it's too much grace, because that's not a thing. Because, you know, we're supposed to forgive. Right. You know what I mean? At what point is it like, I don't want to say throwing in the towel, but, you know, just
use discernment.
Discernment.
You can discern whether if somebody continuously steals your money.
That goes back to the thing you told me. I'm never going to forget. JJ told me this. Look at a person's character.
You got to look at their character. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like a person could steal from you. And it's like you look at them and you be like, but then at the end of the day, it's like, you know, you've done some shit.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe they can look at it and be like, Jazz ain't shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. That's how I learned to look at things. Like their character. Like,
so kind of going off of the same.
Do you know me?
Hmm.
Do you know me? Do you know me? Like, and I'll say that, like, one day me and my friend, we were chilling. And this is one of Aaliyah. You know mm-hmm. Aaliyah?
Yeah.
And Aaliyah, somebody said something about one of her friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is how you observe people. You see how they treat other people, right?
Mm.
That's how you can kind of gauge someone's character.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was around her, somebody said something about her friend, and she was like, I know she won't do that.
Mm.
And they was like, well, what are you talking about? Da-da-da. I know she wouldn't do that. I've known her for 10 years. I know she wouldn't do that. Come to find out, she really didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you know the person? Do you know their character? Not saying people can't change and do off-the-wall shit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's a comfort knowing that, okay, if nobody else trusts me, I know you trust me.
Mm. Relationship 101.
But that's with all relationships. That's with friendships and romantic relationships.
That's real.
I know.
That's real.
If somebody like, oh, Jazz was cussing up disrespectful in front of elders, I know you not like that.
That's real.
I know you not. And if you ever did that, I know it was something really, 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 really
come
wrong.
Come on, JJ. Come on. She preaching those.
I know something was
my
really
spirit.
Wrong.
Mm.
So do you and your partner have that trust in your relationship? And that goes back to grace. Grace is trust. Grace is forgiveness. Grace is understanding. Do I understand you?
Mm-hmm. Even if you did mess up, do I understand why you did that? Was it coming from a place of hurt? Was it coming from a place of lust? Where was the place?
You know, you preaching.
That's real.
You preaching.
That's real.
They don't want the sermon.
They don't. They don't want the truth. That's real, though. Well, okay. This is my last question. Okay. Do you believe in this saying? How's the saying go? Lord, help me. If you make a mistake, whatever the case may be, okay, you made a mistake. But if you keep on making the same mistake over and over again, it's no longer a mistake. It's a choice.
Discernment. That's what I'm saying.
Mm.
You can take someone's character, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can also discern.
Y'all, by the way, I'm trying to learn this. This is because this is deep. Like
this
looking at
deep.
Someone's
this
character.
Is, this is deep.
It's not what y'all like. It's not just on the surface. It's literally like peeling an onion, y'all. Layers.
If you want a lasting relationship,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have grace. Drop a bomb on that. Drop a bomb on that.
I'll add an effect.
How you gonna expect? You gonna piss me off some days. I'm gonna piss you off some days.
Thank you, JJ. That's what I'm saying.
But not just that. I'm gonna even go. We gonna take it there.
Take it there.
We gonna take. You ready?
Come on. Take it.
I was the woman to say mm-hmm. I would never
mm-hmm.
accept or forgive infidelity.
Mm.
I turned out to be an adulterer. I turned out to be something that I said I would never forgive.
Girl, that's deep.
That shit about to make me cry.
No, it's real crying. You got to cry. This urban therapy, honey.
God say, oh yeah. You would never forgive somebody who cheat. Okay. Bet. Years went by, Jasmine. Mm-hmm. Years went by. I felt so unheard in my marriage. I felt so unseen. I felt so like taken for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a situation where somebody was giving me all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying that to say, like, use discernment.
Mm-hmm.
If you're with someone and if someone's beating on you, of course, get out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I would even say this. I know couples who, they both put their hands on each other.
I do too.
Early in the relationship, right?
Yeah, I do.
But
too.
They went to a counselor. They worked it out.
That's what I'm saying.
Anything can be worked through.
Out.
They went to a counselor. They worked it out. Do they put each other hands on each other anymore? Hell no. That I know of. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because they still together. But I'm saying anything can be forgiven. And some... And
look, just... But, I'm sorry, I just have to throw this curveball. You know how I am. I gotta go deeper. Like you, going back to the couple you talking about, you know, the domestic violence, whatever the case may be on both ends. I guess anything could be worked through, but at the same point in time, it could still be toxic. If I ball up a piece of paper, right, rip it, holes in it, it's still a paper, but is it the paper that I need?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You see what I'm saying? But that goes back to discernment. Not saying the people you talk about don't need to be together. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just, you know, adding a little curveball. So it's all about discernment and grace. That's what I'm just getting from you.
The paper's holy. It has holes in it. It's holy. Mm-hmm. But does it work for you? Does it still have the things on it that you need?
Need.
The shit that you, the key words that you put on there before it got holy, those may be the key words to what you fucking need in your life. The puzzle to your, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The pieces to your puzzle. So you looking at somebody else and they may not have no holes, but your holes done been through some shit. They got some value on it. They got some knowledge on it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I said discernment.
Discernment.
If you in something and you know, damn, get my ass whooped. Damn, I did that. They keep doing this. They not trying to change. You know if somebody trying to change or not. You know that shit. You know. You know if somebody trying to change or not, Jasmine. You know.
Yeah.
Is it worth staying?
It has to be worth it on both ends, though.
Both ends. Facts. Both ends. Grace. Both ends.
Because, I mean, it's not going to do any good if I'm the one giving all the grace. And you ain't giving me none. If you're giving all the grace and he ain't giving you none. That's a void check. So, it is what it is. But back to this right quick. But anyways, y'all, if y'all haven't gained anything from this episode, I mean, you have to. There's no way. The one thing, the one takeaway I want y'all to take away from this episode is give not only your significant other, but give people grace. You know? Give people grace. And have discernment. Because what do they say? What's that saying? Go, if you keep on doing the same thing and expect different results.
Fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you.
That's real. That's real.
J. Cole said it best.
He did. J. Cole did say that. What's his birthday today, isn't it?
His birthday?
Yesterday.
January 28th.
Yeah, happy belated birthday, J. Cole. But thank you so much, JJ, for joining me. I hope that you could join another episode soon. Do you want anyone to follow you? I don't know if...
Yeah, y'all, I'm finna put out my, I'm finna go back heavy on my YouTube and stuff.
Okay.
If you appreciate a conservative black woman perspective, I know the main perspective is more liberal minded or whatever. If you're more of a person who either you're independent or whoever you are and you look at the world differently than everybody else, follow your girl, man. Like, we're going to have deep conversations. Just like my girl Jazz. Y'all need this girl is a gem. Trust me.
Aww.
But if you guys want to follow me on any social media platform, I don't really have too much. I just have a Facebook. That's Jarora Jacobs. J-A-U-R-O-R-A. Last name Jacobs. Snapchat is J-Roar_. And my YouTube is JJ Jacobs. So... stay tuned, y'all. Stay tuned.
Hey, she be dropping gems, y'all. Just drop the mic.
Drop the mic.
Hey, drop the mic. Drop the mic. But thank you so much, y'all, for tuning in and listening to us. Like I said, I hope y'all take away a lot of things from this episode. And remember, that's right. Don't avoid the subject.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.